Blog Talk Radio.
My boy G6, the wheelchair bully. That's that new music, Clothes Off. Definitely shout out to everybody supporting Philly Shine Radio. I'm back, of course, with my girl Stormy. And I got a special call from my girl Truth Teller. So we want some fun tonight. I am your host, Honest Fire. Been hella busy. Shout out to Club Onyx Philly, XY DJs, keep me busy these past couple months that I've been missing on the radio. We've had Booty and the Beat popping all crazy every Tuesday in March, April, and May. Dope. And then in June, we're switching to Wednesday, so we're going to be starting on Hump Day tomorrow. Having fun at Booty and the Beat, and everybody is invited. Like, you hear my voice, you're invited. Make sure you hit me up so we can arrange things. If you got to get a plane ticket, if you want to register, whatever. Shout out to all the performers, everybody that's been supporting. It's been really amazing. And my beautiful co-host, Stormy, you know we want you at Booty and the Beat with that booty.
I know I need to come up there too.
No, damn right. Damn right you need to come up
we
here.
We both see. So listen to both of us right now, though. I mean, just pause for 1 second and listen to both of us. Yeah.
I can't hear us when we pause and listen, though. Like, it was just, it was like a little blind moment and shit. Like, hold up, let's pause. But then it was not saying nothing. Who was saying something? But shout out to everybody checking us out on the show. Actually, I like my people's song that we just have heard. I'm thinking about making it the theme song for Booty and the Beat. I'm really fucking with it. I'm ready to play it again. Oh, is that Truth Teller? Shout out to Truth Teller joining us. But we're going to take a little, we'll do a little encore to get the show started. We're going to talk about tonight's topic, Instagram reality shows. It's kind of like the same thing. And have you ever ate the booty like groceries? So we're going to have some fun tonight. But let's check out clothes off. The Wheelchair Bully, Fireworks President, of course, and featuring Jay Reezy. Sam is appreciate it, and I look forward to more consistency with
all the artists that I'm working with all of the DJs that I'm working with, and just everybody who wants to work, period, in general. Hosts, all you models, truth tellers, stormies, it's all welcome. Right there. My ladies.
Yeah, y'all.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Always. You said, are you ready? I said, are you ready to have some fun? No, you can't hear me. Always. Oh, always.
And I said, of course.
I couldn't hear you. That's so funny. Damn. Definitely, shout out to you, girls. I'm sorry. I'm a freaking airhead sometimes. But we're going to have some fun tonight on the show. I wanted to have a musical guest, but at the end of the day, I do want to play catch-up tonight. And this Thursday, I'm looking forward to my girl from the Lady Spencers. Sherry will be live on Philly Shine Radio, of course, playing all the music that the Lady Spencers DJs are pushing. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Real Rap, we're going to have some fun Thursday night. The topic's not going to be as crazy, so we just going to get it out of our system tonight. I'm with it. So tonight's topic is Instagram, reality shows, and have you ever ate the booty? Groceries. I'm just like, I got mixed feelings about eating a booty. Like, I think the whole concept is nice because a booty is awesome, but, and this is a big but.
I have a big butt.
Yeah, I know, right? I got a big butt about it. How do you get feeling out of your butt? Like, I get relaxed after I take a shit, you know? I'm like, nice and relaxed. Like, real shit. But getting your butt ate, like, what does that do?
I don't know. I never had it done.
Oh, true teller, you never had it done?
Never.
Yeah, see, look, yeah. I plead the first one. I'm just going to say, like, what enjoyment do you get out of it? It's no enjoyment. That's all I'm going to say about the topic. But everybody's so interested in it. But the one thing for certain I want to say to people, make sure that their booty is fresh, which brings up the first topic, Instagram. You know, I definitely put it up there. Like, you know, you want a guy to eat that booty. Like, can it please smell good? Like, you know, don't just come straight out the bathroom into a bull mouth. That's just evil.
Good shit.
Right? You said what?
Good shit.
Good shit. Can you put a douche in your butt? Well, I guess that's an enema.
An enema will make you shit, so you got to douche it, right? I don't know. How would you? That's a good question.
It's not a good question. However you clean it, right? It's no business. You know what I'm saying? Just clean it. I don't want to give out instructions on hygiene. Like, let somebody
No, that's a good question. Can you dish your butt? That's a good question.
No, that's a question that I care to answer. You're not, in my opinion, you shouldn't even dish your coochie. If your coochie smells that bad, go to the doctor because that shit fucks up your pH balance. It's a natural. Everybody knows that your vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Like, you can look it up, like, you know, it's working on its own down there. Like, you don't need none of that shit. If you need a douche, go to the doctors. Like, that's the advice I give a bitch. Like, don't be trying to come up with no funky stuff. Like, clean it. please clean it. What about you, Stormy? Stormy, quiet. Stormy, like, I know the book on. Come on. I was saving you for later.
I've had
for real. Now, I've had my booty ache. I ain't gonna lie and say I haven't, but I have. And
now,
I've had gay homeboys tell me how they clean their backsides out very well. So, you know, I mean, they ways of resting all that. But it's just
but listen,
we're doing in the bedroom.
Yeah, I like the way that you said I had my booty ache. Now, me being amateur in the whole subject, but I do have this like, beautiful big booty. How do you find enjoyment out of it? Because I'm just like, why are you wearing my
mean,
butt?
You know, when they leaking the cat, go on to the back. Then, you know, it just, yeah, but anyway.
No, listen, stop smiling because I'm done with you. I'm being serious.
Okay, so wait. So how does that feel? Like, what does,
no, truth teller. She negated my question. She not going to answer your question before she answered my question. So, exactly. Explain eating a booty successfully. Wait, no, I'm joking. Shout out to everybody checking in on the show. We having fun. Shout out to my co-host, Stormy, and my favorite girl, Truth Teller, checking in. Long time coming, Truth Teller. God damn, you had like 6 people trying to replace you. It was like 6 people calling. I'm like, I'm the Truth Teller. I'm like, when was you born? And then they just fucked up the question. So, but you know, you don't
original. Of course, y'all can't be me. Y'all can't be me. I'm only me.
Solo.
My birthday was the other day.
I know. Happy please. Belated birthday, my Gemini Tink Tink.
Thank ya. Yeah, I'm a big age over 30.
Oh. That's a good thing.
Can't tell y'all my age because a woman don't tell her age.
I'm 31. What do you mean? Shout out to everybody checking in on the show. Definitely press the 1, joining on the show. We'll have some fun. I want to get everybody's feedback on tonight's topic as well as really getting Stormy to tell us about this.
I want to know how it feels. I want to know.
Well, we're going to get a chance to have people call in. Definitely press the 1 if you want to join in on the topic and have some fun with us on Philly Shine Radio. I'm mostly looking forward to tomorrow night at Club Onyx. Booty and a Beat, live on Wednesday, Hump Day. If you want to see him, see some real fun shit tomorrow. So don't miss out. Shout out to everybody listening. We have 267-977. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This Chango the Great.
What's good? Welcome to the show. I got to put some music on. Oh, Stormy.
Yeah.
Stormy, I got to introduce you to Chango. He is a sexy, talented rapper from out of Philadelphia. MC, I'm just saying. Master rapper. Shout out to you, Chango. Thank you for calling. I asked you to call in, and you really did. I appreciate it.
You already know.
So
y'all ain't talking about eating booty?
Oh, we're talking about a lot of things.
Let's ask him.
Well, no, the way he said y'all talking about eating booty, he like champion in the building. So when it comes to this booty eating stuff, like, still.
Yeah, if it's shaved properly.
The booty
exactly.
Shaved? I'm not talking about
the hair. Come on now. 3 6 told you way back in the day about them hair assholes, man.
Yeah, I don't want no hair on my on that Israel.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the ass or are you talking about the vagina?
No, you're
both of them can grow hair, honey. The assholes can have hair, too. You ain't never heard of dingleberries?
Wow. That's too much information. That is too much.
Wow, y'all killing me right now.
No.
Man, we don't take on this
right
girl
now.
In high school and call her Dingleberry Toes. I'm talking about her feet look like they were fighting each other.
Ew, no, we don't have to describe it like that in detail. I got you. I got you. I am blessed. I am blessed with the non-hairy asshole. No hair.
Me too.
Maybe I am ready to get my booty wet. So Chinko, do you eat the booty like groceries, or is it a different, like?
It's a yeah.
Well.
I mean, everybody don't get their, you know, booty eat like groceries. But if I fuck with you, I eat it like the buffet. Fuck some groceries. We go to the market.
Oh, shit.
With ice. With ice.
He said, all you can eat.
I like that. You go back for seconds.
It's more than craziness on Philly Shine Radio. Of course, my beautiful co-host Stormy joining me all the time. And we show love to talented artists like yourself. So please make sure you shout out your Instagram and let me know what you've been up to. I wanted you to come out to Booty and the Beat now. Where you been at? Sorry, dear old
I've been running around trying to get this record off the ground. I just dropped a new record, Who I Got Killed. And it's mentioning like all the artists, the hot artists from the city. So I'm going to try and run around and get that off the ground and, you know, I'm coming down to the Booty of the Beat. Just invite me. I wasn't in town that night. I didn't get back in town fast enough to come back.
Oh, okay, okay. Could you come out tomorrow?
Is the Booty in the Beat tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow. Movie on Wednesdays in the main room.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, yay. I'm going to send you information so we can make a flyer. Turn up. Yo, I love Chinko. He's so tall and chocolate, Stormy. Just to give you a little.
I'm going to check him out on IG. See what he working with.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so make sure you send me a cute picture for your flyer, Chinko. And shout out to Instagram before I let you go.
My Instagram, 215_Chink. That's CHINK. The Twitter is Who the Fuck Chink. That's WHO. THAFUKKCIHNK.
All right. I'm going to make sure I tweet everybody at the end of the show so we all can make sure we connect. And thank you. Definitely stay tuned. Shout out to everybody showing love on Philly Shine Radio. Somebody better get their booty ate tonight.
I can't believe out of all y'all lives on this world that ain't nobody tried to eat y'all's booty.
Well, I had somebody I've had somebody try to eat my booty, but I just stopped them because you know how I am. I'm all about pleasure. I don't waste no time. So if you're doing something wrong or something.
But it's foreplay.
No.
Foreplay.
It's got to feel, listen, foreplay got to feel good. Now, I like a nigga. Let me tell you this. I'm going to keep it 100. If you suck my forearm, I could bust a nut. So. You know what I mean?
Damn.
So, damn. Eating my booty all wrong. I'm just saying. Like, you
should
I know.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
You suck your
rather
forearm.
Have your forearm sucked than your booty ate.
Yes.
I will be
I'll
like,
touch her in her head, y'all.
Well, God
girl,
damn,
we got to hang out.
Don't be trying
to
touch my forearm,
Truth Teller.
No.
Girl, you got guys grabbing your forearm when you walk around down the street now.
Did you brush yet?
I know this is called Philly Shine Radio.
I'm stuck on your forearm.
She go ahead randomly walking up trying to give her orgasm.
I'm gonna suck your forearm.
Say Chinko. No, Chinko. Don't suck my forearm. Damn. Don't tell nobody. Because if they didn't hear it off the show, they can't hear it. So if you ain't listening, you don't know nothing. I might let you suck my forearm if you pause in the show.
We record.
And I got a lot of freaky ways on this, but that's one I ain't got. I ain't never thought of the forearm.
What? Y'all see, listen. Wait. The day I talk about what I'm really into, y'all motherfuckers gonna be tuned then. Y'all gonna be like, yeah, for real though, honest. I'm like, Cause I'm a master of pleasure. So yeah, maybe we'll do that next Tuesday. We could talk about who, like, who can really master the pleasure. Like, who really got it? Like, I'm talking
it's
about
the best radio show ever.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, make them come fast, make her come fast, get off fast. Like, we next Tuesday, master show. You going to be there, Chinko? And, of course, I need your music.
I will be there.
Yeah.
Send me your email. Honestly, I'll shoot it to you now. You send me your email.
All right, cool. And I can probably get it played in like a half an hour or whatever. Just got to upload it. No, you know what? I'm just going to play it on Thursday night show. So I got you. I'm going to show you some love. You know I'm a fan.
Okay.
After you touch my arm, though, you might have a stalker.
Aw, shit now.
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, can you do it again, please, now, right now? Fuck it. I'm always in my bed. I guess you just know. But definitely thanks for joining in. That's why we have so much fun here on Philly Shawn Radio. Did y'all like Chinko? He said everybody can't get it, but make sure you shave that booty hole.
Yes, man.
Yeah, that would be a funny skit. Like you like licking the booty, then he's like pulling hair out your teeth, like.
Bitch.
Oh no! Okay.
You
wouldn't fight.
We fight.
Oh, he said he won't fight. Oh shit! I like Chinko. What would you be
running?
Like
honest.
Yes.
You gotta hit it with a.
Truth teller being bad. Let's play some music. We're going to do a little music break. Shout out to everybody joining on the show. Make sure y'all press one if y'all want to have some fun with Stormy, Honest, Truth Teller. Shout out to Chinko on the line with us. Some fun on Philly Shawn Radio. I'm going to show love to my boy, D-Boy the Rebel. He said, I don't love him, but he's too talented for me not to love him.
Check, it's time to put him under pressure. Yeah, this is Rapid Fire Records. Let's play who tryna rob D-Boy. I keep 30 in a heckler. Move it all from the siren to the dog shoot. Only if the hood had a Forbes list. I would make the front page every year for serving up their own shoot. I'm that new in my city, I smoking sour in a foreign on a skinny block. Where you at, I got a runner that can reach you. He can make it there in 20 times. This is post-wall records. This is rapid fire records. This is loose life, gang boom. Don't you ever disrespect it. Got the Mozzie in the shoulder lane. You ain't gotta see my face, but you know the name. Swear to God, man, these roots need Oscars. Acting like the man when you know you ain't. I do what I wanna do. You a lick, then I bet I make you run it through. These niggas wanna lock me out the rap game, cause I make you stir uncomfortable. Old sad, real niggas, back in style again. I used to be a young wild stallion. I put my feet on solid grounds, and I ain't jumping on that once again. Ain't got an artist that can see me. Oh, doing shows on a free beat. 10,000 for the deep boy, and fingers on my paper like a cheat sheet. Post-war records OT. 250 for the OZ. Getting money, it ain't low kick. 7K, watch me OD. Call Frank and that nigga, always ready. Spin you around for something petty. 2015 Impalas when we Chevy. Send them goons through, they gon' hit me when it's copacetic.
Why you wanna run around town, talk this shit about me? When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
What you know about me?
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find this on me. So why you run around town telling niggas that you know about me?
What you know about me?
Wiggin, why you wanna run around town talk this shit about me?
You talk this shit about me?
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
You don't really know this about me.
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find this on me. So why you run around town telling niggas that you know about me?
You don't know about me.
I admit it. Oh, no. Just got up out of prison. Right back selling killing. And y'all know how we get it. Catch me in and out the kitchen. Like them pawns I be whipping. All them beats that I'm switching. Jealous. All them bitches that I'm hitting. You don't know about the shit. Stop acting like you with it. hard jelly when I'm kicking. Robbers on chilling with a foreign vixen. Yeah. Okay, I get it, yeah, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
Niggas hate me cause I really live it.
Cause I live it.
I be dipping through the city with some kids and they really about their business.
Yeah.
Get shot and mind your business. Cause we ain't playing with you. We ain't playing. And you already know my game. You still money over bitch.
Yeah.
They say me and Bubba worth a ticket. Ever since we dropped, remember,
I remember.
Now they calling for a future. If it ain't about no money, then my nigga, we ain't with it.
We ain't with it.
Four digits. That's how a little nigga feelin'.
That's how I feel it.
And I'm always strapped. Damn. Every time we in the building. Rolly on, I be chillin'. Plotting like Black and got the Smithin'. Don't make me send Mizzy. Lose game, just take you out the building. Yeah, my man's really with it. Have him throw 30 in a minute. FN57. Pointing at your biscuit. That's how we livin', how we livin'. Tell him that we really get it.
That we get it.
In that car that we drive. Cost a quarter ticket.
Yeah.
Why you wanna run around town talk about me?
Talking this about me.
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
What you know about me?
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find this shit on me.
They find this shit on me.
So why you run around town telling this nigga that you know about?
Okay, I'm on. Sorry, you had a little technical problem. I got cut off. You with me, Stormy?
Yes, baby.
Yes,
What's happening?
We got Ben from Alabama. Welcome to Philly Shawn Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on with you?
You know my girl, Stormy, what? Of course.
Yeah, my baby.
My player partner. Yes, my player partner.
That's my boy right there. That's my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's
welcome to Philly Shawn Radio.
What's happening, Philly?
He's trying to get up there soon. He going to hit this promo tour soon. He's going to be hitting up the Philly. So he just got an album coming out, and he just dropped a mixtape today. And just tell him just a little about it, tour. Bad news.
Well, you know, we just dropped that mixtape. They on Death Pit. They gonna get that bitch for free. We got Gates on there, Boosie, Pastor Troll. We got a lot of folks on there. Loaded right now. We got a lot of folks on there. They're going in on Death Pit.
Make sure you shout out your Instagram. I'm gonna follow you.
Oh yeah, Bad News 334. BADDNEWZ 334. Real Nigga Revival on the way.
I see you. R&R,
baby. R&R, baby.
Real New Revival.
Yeah, shout out to Hashboy. Stormy talk about him a whole lot.
Hashboy talk about me a whole lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Say yes.
The whole badass fam, the Trill Entertainment fam, they all good people. I mean, they linked up with me to, you know, Bad News. They linked me up with them in Mississippi, and I mean, they real good, just humble, real good people, and they work. They put in work, so definitely check them out.
That's what's up. Well, we gonna be popping in Atlanta, bringing some Philly artists down to the south, so we gonna have some fun this year, and looking forward to meeting you as well, Bad News.
I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
Hell yeah!
And so while we got you on the line, we gotta ask them the topic now. I got to find
Which
out
because
I don't even know this about. I don't even know this about my homie, right?
Oh yeah.
What the topic here?
I'm gonna put him on the spot because he don't even know, right?
Go ahead, just put your hand, Stormy. Give it to him, boom.
So Bad News.
What's happening?
Have you ever ate a booty like groceries?
What? Hey, look, hold on. Before I answer that, I got my uncle, my OG uncle right here. He is dying to take this comment. Can he answer this for me?
Yes, he could. Our OG. Please,
I'll put OG on the phone. I'll put OG on the phone.
Oh, hell.
You please answer this.
I got to take that one. How are y'all ladies?
Hey, OG.
We doing good. How you doing,
That bad
hey, OG,
got
I'm honest. Can I call you Uncle OG?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Whatever you made.
Okay,
listen,
thank you, Uncle OG.
Since you said that, hey, like a bag of groceries, make sure that bag is very fresh.
No matter how you get it fresh, right, Uncle? Right, Uncle OG?
Yeah, that's the OG, though. That's all the smell.
You hear me?
Bad news. That's what I put on my Instagram post. I told y'all. If you're going to get an eight, it's got to be a fresh cake.
Yeah, the That ain't my answer.
That's his answer. What's your answer, Bad News?
The gangster with you. A real nigga. Everybody eat pussy. When niggas say they don't eat pussy, they gay. But listen.
Oh, no, we talking about the boobies.
All that going back there, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that. Yeah, I can't
do that. Yeah, because it's like, what's the point? But...
I don't play around the toilet.
Okay.
I don't play around the toilet.
I love that. You good with me.
I'm going to put there or not, but I ain't going to do that. And then I got to be full of that shit when I do that.
I don't play around the toilet.
Oh, see, Uncle OG still want to talk. That's the best line. I'll play around in the toilet. Yeah, I like that. I want to come back to Philly. We have another caller that's joining on the show. 267, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Let them know what's your name, where you calling from.
Hey, this is Dodo. Calling from Uptown.
Say that again. They didn't hear you. I don't think they heard you.
I should just do it all calling from up to.
What's good? Y'all heard him?
Hello.
What's up? I
heard
here?
Him, though.
Hold on. Let me turn my phone up. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it all calling from up to. Runs up all day.
I know
what's
that's
up,
right.
Homie? What's going on with the big dog?
We got bad news.
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, look, mixtape coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go check my shit out. Honestly, I already know what's up. Shit popping right now.
Yeah? Where you at, though?
Hey, I'm repping Uptown all day, man, Philly. You know what I'm saying? My group, PMG. My rap name, Do It All. You can search me, DIA Music Page on the gram. Click that link in my bio and enjoy yourself.
That's what's up, homie. That fuck with me, man. You follow me, I follow you real quick. We'll both work. You check mine out, I check yours. I'm Bad News 334.
I heard you doing. I'm about to go in here and get this Wi-Fi cracking right now.
Right.
I'm gonna tag y'all together. I'm gonna tag both of y'all together. But I'm so glad I got you to answer the phone because it's been a couple nights I've been leaving the club and I come across your page on Instagram, right?
Right.
And you're a little freaky when it comes to, like, I think like around midnight. You just turn it right on.
Hey, man,
but
that should be real, you hear me?
When your page's popping, you got to keep it popping.
Huh?
What's the topic?
The topic question?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you eat the booty like groceries?
Oh, no, it ain't my twist. I eat the pussy like it ain't shit.
That's true.
I blow with my homie. I ain't trying to let my homie be tasting what I be tasting like. But just in general, the shit nasty, period.
Yeah, that shit nasty.
I'll go down on you, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. But I ain't about to tell you turn around with it.
I play with that spur tongue all day, though.
Oh, you already know.
say that. Y'all niggas is funny. I like that. But I don't think it's necessary. I think it's cute. I think it's cute to say it. I eat the booty like groceries, but you really just talking about my vagina.
It was cute for Aliko to say that shit, but not for no nigga. She said that shit with ease, but if a nigga just up and say that on his track, I'm turning it off.
No, that won't be allowed at all. Nobody wants it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to tell me to listen to your song, but you just also told me how you eat the booty. Like, dude,
right.
Cut it.
Listen, what about reality shows? Do you watch any reality shows? And if so,
yeah,
I'll
be watching them, John.
Which one?
I don't really be having time to watch TV, like, because I'm barely in the crib. But when I do finally watch TV, it'll probably be Love and Hip Hop. You feel what I'm saying? Like, something that be popping. Like, you know, when Empire was out, everybody was heavy on Empire. Like, it's got to be a relevant show.
That's a scripted show. I'm talking about reality shows.
That's a reality.
What?
Some reality shows are semi-scripted, but not exactly the same thing. But y'all like the Kardashians, and I'm glad that you support it. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I love the Kardashians. I watch them. I don't watch them, like, live, like, while everybody else is watching them and stuff, so I have to, like, catch up on Demian and if I DVR stuff. But I really fucks with how they treat each other. Like, I like them. You know what I'm saying? I like those.
Yeah, the Kardashians cool, but ain't the mom smashing Khloe X, Lamar? Ain't that popping right now?
No, she's not fucking. No, she's not. No, she messing with some. No, she got her own boyfriend. She got a black dude she messed with.
Because the rumors definitely was going around that Lamar and the mom Dukes was fooling around.
No, that wasn't real. That was not real. Her boyfriend looked like Lamar Odom. She got a black dude that she with.
Man, TNZ be fraud. I can't fuck with them niggas.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Or something like Love and Hip Hop.
Would you ever do a reality show? I'm gonna ask you that question that way. Would you ever do a reality show?
Yeah, if it was the right time and the proper setting. I was asking
the other guy, Dan Newsett. I said his name. I can see my Dan News, you still here? I see your number.
I'm listening. I'm low. I'm dragging my
Would
throat.
You ever? Would you ever do a reality show?
Hell yeah! I'd do anything for that chick and sell my soul and wear put a skirt on like the URL.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 200 emojis on that. You hear me?
Hey, yeah. 200 emojis. I give them 60.
I know that's right.
300 emojis. Like, come on, like,
for real,
rap,
like,
listen. Because at the end of the day,
You seen what has put real music back now?
Oh, already.
All that bullshit.
Already. Yeah, but, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, this business is always going to be there. So you should never want to sell yourself, you know, sell out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You want to keep selling. And keep selling.
Nigga walk
and not sell out. You know.
I ain't get shit.
Yeah.
That consistency gonna get you far, and that's what niggas fail to realize.
Yeah, you gotta put in that work. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that can be respected, and you can respect yourself. Like regardless of how comfortable people are with whatever they do to get to the top, like your real self esteem comes from you really looking out for yourself and not just. Whatever.
Right, not just trying to jump up and be the next man on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's your time.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, to be an artist, you got to really know how to be an artist to make a song. Like, a lot of these guys nowadays, they just freestyle on something and call it a song. Like, no, y'all messing the game up.
Not even freestyle.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
You gotta have your business right, like, please. Please have your business right. Please have your business right. I can't reiterate that even more. Don't bother me with it, because we doing business. Shout out to everybody who showing love to Club Honestly. I'm definitely getting ready to go get me some $2 drinks right about in a minute.
Then as you should. And honest, I just wanted to shout out Mo Beats real quick when we're talking about artists doing their music right, because we pushing Mo Beats song when he first come out with it. We've had him on numerous conference calls. We've had him on the show. Haven't we had him on here? Or have we had him on
of
here
course.
Yet? I know we had him on here. And now, I mean, look, Charlamagne shot him out. You know what I'm talking about? So this man done went from the beginning all the way and getting the one of the best top DJs running things to shot him out, recognizing him.
Right. Yeah, it's all about that grind. Yeah, shout out to my boy Mo Beats and that Breadwinner track and all his other music that he got.
And he will be coming to Columbus soon.
Definitely shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing. I want to go to Instagram for a minute because we had fun today. And as I was saying,
I'm about to
Honest would love that. Best believe she gonna love some of your posts.
I'm a freak.
He said the magic word.
I like that. But yo, this the funniest shit, yo. It says if your girl commonly comes to bed without showering, if your girl commonly comes to bed without showering, you have a faithful, funky bitch, cheating hoes, smelling soapy. What about you, Teller?
What about me? What's the question again?
No, reality shows. What reality shows do you watch? Do you like?
I like the Love and Hip Hop. I like Bad Connection.
You like who?
Love and Hip Hop. Laughing at them.
Oh, laughing at them. Yo, they be doing too much for that check. I will beat somebody up, yo. I ain't got time.
Yes, yeah, especially that Stevie J. He just cracks me up.
Yeah, no, them joints, they be on there drawing. Everybody trying to do stuff. Why is it a little girl named missing? Latoya Brown is missing. Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's too much. Where's she at? Find that little baby. How old is she?
I'm not 2 years old. I just said it. She's 2 years old. She missed it.
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's a shame. That she's so pretty with her little beads. Somebody please find little Miss Brown. Probably my little cousin and stuff. Y'all know my last name, Brown. Like, go get her. Ain't nobody playing. Shout out to Instagram. I can say this. Like, I love Instagram. It keeps people informed, and it keeps me in stitches. Like, I don't got nothing to do. I know I can check out Instagram while I'm, you know, on hold with some customer service agent bastard or whatever, but definitely fucks with Instagram and the support of trying to find a little girl. I'm going to take a little music break while I actually really look into this because that's not cool. Like, I will find out and help whoever needs the help. But we're going to check out the president again. This is
Yeah. I go by the name of the wheelchair bully. Bull Street representative, man. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You still like your hood, you know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would another amount of nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more. And it's true, but some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel. My hand on my gun, finger on the trigger. I'ma use it like a tongue, start licking all shots. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Or should I say a vet, you fucking with the best. Heavyweight and underrated, let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Call your phone. Where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car, no way to get out when it was sunny? Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shade. It's a shame I was fucking with a goddamn lame.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna creep up in the same crib. Ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Remember that time you used to fight, time you used to laugh. Getting money together, now that's the thing of the past. Now what's funny stands and fake checks, you do the math. Now you gotta cut the grass, cause your homies ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude trying to slow you down. Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson, so keep your enemies close. And your hand on your weapon, we used to eat the same food. Slept in the same crib, grew up on the same block.
You knew where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot, shit you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood, shit I almost died. You was in the hospital screaming I'm gon' ride.
When in reality you wasn't even by my side.
I was in a hospital bed and you was fucking my bitch. I can't believe that I considered this a part in the shit.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Grew up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Turn your fucking back on me.
What the fuck is y'all doing, man?
Cool out.
All right, that's like brothers.
We used to hustle on the corner together throughout the summer, discussing all the things that we would do for our mothers,
like get them out the hood
so they can raise our little brothers, so they can live life to the fullest and work wonders. But you changed on me, started acting strange on me, got me looking over my shoulder like you won't bang on me. Felt like if we got locked up, you would put the blame on me. That's a bad feeling when somebody you think is close wanna kill you. Some dudes change,
throwing
them in, and go they separate ways, settle down. Real niggas digging, you know who don't.
Lame.
Yeah, y'all might have grew up together, but they got no shame. And every time you slide through the hood, they doing the same thing.
No progress.
But you wish your homie would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
we
way.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants great shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different, you ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you.
Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill ya. Fuck that nigga. Say no. Shout out to my boy, the wheelchair bully. Super talented. Definitely a part of the fireworks team. Made solid. Definitely doing his thing. Thundercat Studios. Shout out to my boy, the wheelchair bully. He really do it all. Definitely shout out to that video of, I believe, that, yes, the wheelchair bully grew up with on iTunes. Definitely a dance video. We all can relate to the hate that's out here. Oh, my gosh. Like, it would be better if we could relate to getting money more. But, you know, the hate is real. Don't pretend with people. I'm going to say, like, one of the sayings people need to really get rid of is keeping your enemies close. Like, you have no real purpose for your enemies, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? It's too many people in the world to be worried about a motherfucking enemy. So focus on the people that love you and, you know, get that shmoney. Do the shmoney dance. Shout out to everybody that's going to be doing that shmoney dance on Hump Day. Which is actually right now. Oh, no, not, it's not tomorrow. We got 2 more minutes till it's tomorrow.
Two minutes
till Hump Day is official. 2 minutes left in Philly Shine Radio. And I want to say also, we're going to be back to normally scheduled 2 hours starting next week. Just had to really put a lot of things together. I had to take time tonight and do the show and connect with my girls. Of course, True Tell, it's an amazing pleasure. Shout out to your babies. Miss them so much. Miss you so much. Much love to you. And we'll be able to catch up as well. Hopefully you come out to Onyx tomorrow and we really, really get a chance to go in. I'm just saying, like.
I'll call you.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk. All right, cool. I need details. Speaking of details, hit me up if you need any information about Booty and the Beat at Club Onyx Philly. Shout out to 360 Media Entertainment, 360 Media TV, J. Raina Smith, Fireworks, Club Onyx Philly. Everybody's there. The sexy, beautiful ladies there. Thunder, Mwah, Queen. Got. Damn, you a machine. Montana, oh my gosh, love you so much. My girl Jessica, Lollipop, yeah, she's amazing too. Lollipop, I'm putting them up in games. So, shout out to everybody doing anything and supporting the show. If, like I said, you want to be a part of Booty and the Beat, hit me up. 215-839-8186. That's 215-839-8186. Definitely shout out to everybody that tuned in on the show, online or via phone. Definitely was fun. And Thursday, we all toned it down a little bit, but it will still be some fun. I'm going to get in your business some type of way, guys. And I did let y'all know this. Anybody suck my arm, I'm going to punch them. So just know that. Good night.
You punch me, I'm punching.